Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program, the live Saturday edition here. We'll take your calls about anything that you'd like to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Derek J. Is with me here tonight. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Ian.
When's the last time you were on a Saturday show? It's been a while, I imagine.
Months, if ever. I'm not certain I ever have been.
Normally, you are our Monday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, and you're known for doing all kinds of other things. We can focus on some more about you here in a little bit, but folks who want to learn more quickly can go to derekj.me.
That's right.
You are the star of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which has been promoted quite a bit here on Free Talk Live over the years. So just kind of give listeners, in case they're new, because there's a bunch of people that listen on Saturday nights that don't hear the rest of the week's shows simply because we're on different radio stations tonight than during the rest of the week. So welcome aboard to you, the listener, and you can bring up whatever you want. But Derek J., you and I had a similar show prep tonight about these black sites.
Yeah,
that have come out in the news here today. And I've got a piece here from The Guardian about this. This was news that came out this week. And, of course, you know, if you want to get news reporting that's more accurate about what happens in the United States, you have to go outside of the United States to really get the best stories. Al Jazeera, Russia Today, The Guardian, BBC, all of these organizations, even though some of them are actually government-funded, do a better job in a lot of cases of reporting on what's happening in the United States than many U.S.-based media agencies. So this is coming from The Guardian, and it's about Chicago police detaining Americans at what are called black sites. The Chicago Police Department operates an off-the-books interrogation compound, rendering Americans unable to be found by a family by family members or attorneys while locked inside what lawyers say is the domestic equivalent of a CIA black site. Remember over the Bush years hearing about the stories about the extraordinary rendition where they would take people that the U.S. government wanted to keep as, you know, their hostage and extract information from them, and then they would take them over to, like, Egypt or some other country, some other jurisdiction. The CIA agents would hand off the person who was to be abused and tortured to these other people from other countries and then have them do all the dirty work. That way the CIA agents or the government agents could claim that, well, it wasn't us. You know, we didn't torture anyone.
Yeah,
it's 'cause these other guys did.
That always struck me as so despicable. Then again, it was happening in faraway countries, and I could just only imagine it being in underground dungeons or tents or something, and so no one really knew what was happening. But now are you saying this is happening here?
Something like that. The facility is a nondescript warehouse on Chicago's west side known as Homan Square, has long been the scene of secretive work by special police units. Interviews with local attorneys and one protester who spent the better part of a day shackled in Homan Square describe operations that deny access to basic constitutional rights.
And this is just a protester. That's what this person was charged with, like murder or
terrorism. Correct.
Okay.
Alleged police practices, according to those familiar with the facility who spoke out to The Guardian after its investigation into Chicago police abuse, include the following. Keeping arrestees out of official booking databases. That means that nobody knows you're there. Because if you haven't been booked, then no one can call, you know, you can't call the jail and say, hey, is Derek J there? Did you arrest Derek J. Freeman today? You know, normally they tap in their little computer and see if they have a Derek J. Freeman there. Well, if you're in the black site, there's nobody that can look up the fact that you're there in the first place, so you are essentially disappeared. People that were held at this facility also encountered beatings by police, resulting in head wounds, shackling for prolonged periods, denying attorneys access to the secure facility, and holding people without legal counsel for between 12 and 24 hours, including people as young as 15. At least one man was found unresponsive in Homan Square's interview room and later pronounced dead. Brian Jacob Church, a protester known as one of the NATO Three, was held and questioned at Homan Square in 2012 following a police raid.
Wait a minute. In 2012? This has been going on for years?
Officers, yeah, I don't know when this thing started. But
that's crazy, because presumably these things would have to be staffed with, I don't know, lots of people. It looks like the building that they're showing in this picture at The Guardian is pretty big. It would require a staff of maybe 100 people or so. And you don't think any of them have spoken out or squealed saying, hey, I got hired for this job, and they were doing some creepy stuff in there. It takes, like, how do they do their investigative work if not calling up these people like, hey, do you work at this black site facility? Yeah. And they left this guy shackled. Oh, and you don't tell anyone? Like, who could work this job and think, yeah, this is normal?
I don't know what goes through their minds, Derek J. It's hard for us who believe in freedom and, you know, personal responsibility and liberty to actually put ourselves in the mindset of one of these government workers who, I don't know, maybe they've been told, look, this is a national security facility and you are sworn to secrecy and, you know, if you speak out about this, then we'll kill your family.
What?
I mean, I don't know.
There's nowhere where this is normal.
Well, it's definitely not normal. Hopefully this is not normal. Hopefully there aren't 50 of these things in, you know, all 50 states, and this report is just scratching the surface. Which, by the way, when I was reading this about Brian Jacob Church, the NATO 3, that rang a bell with me. Remember the story about these guys, Derek?
Yeah.
They actually, one of them was from Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we're from. And they got arrested at the NATO summit, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, or was ostensible, a G8 something.
Right, for ostensible bomb making. And so apparently one of these people was, going on here. He was held and questioned at this particular place. They restrained him for the better part of a day, denied him access to an attorney, and then finally sent him to a nearby police station.
But it, just to be clear, it wasn't a bomb that these three were arrested with. As they mentioned earlier, they were protesters, and the police went to their homes and found empty beer bottles and considered that to be bomb-making materials.
Yeah,
if you recall.
I don't remember all the details on that, but I certainly will take your word for it. I know they ended up getting found guilty of some nonsense. Like, they didn't actually have the bombs, but the jury went ahead and found him guilty anyway.
Yeah, they had empty beer bottles at their house. Go figure. I mean, like most of America. Is that now somehow terroristic material?
Well, they were acquitted of the terrorism charges. This is according to RT's report from April of last year about the NATO 3. Acquitted of the terrorism charges, but were found guilty of two lesser mob action charges and one count each for possessing an incendiary device to commit arson. I don't know what the sentences were, but they're pretty lengthy, apparently. 5 to 8 years. So, going on here with the story, Honan Square is definitely an unusual case, said Church. This is one of the NATO three.
Mm-hmm.
He said this to The Guardian, quote, it brings to mind the interrogation facilities they use in the Middle East. The CIA calls them black sites. It's a domestic black site. When you go in, no one knows what's happened to you. The secretive warehouse is the latest example of Chicago police practices that echo the much-criticized detention abuses of the U.S. war on terrorism. While those abuses impacted people overseas, Homan Square, said to house military-style vehicles, interrogation cells, and even a cage, trains its focus on Americans, most often poor, black, and brown.
Wait, and even a cage? What's the difference between a cell and a cage?
Well, you and I don't see any difference, but sometimes we get criticized because we use the term cage frequently to describe jail cells. Ultimately, they're just synonyms, but to people that are sort of...
So what, one is metal and has bars, and the other is cement?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, yeah, one in which you would place an animal as opposed to a human being, I guess, is sort of the way some people discriminate.
Like in Silence of the Lambs, like that kind of cage?
Yeah, maybe so.
All right.
The secretive warehouse here, unlike a precinct, no one taken to Homan Square is said to be booked. Witnesses, suspects, and other Chicagoans who end up inside do not appear to have a public searchable record entered into a database indicating where they are, as happens when someone's booked at a precinct. Lawyers and relatives insist there's no way of finding their whereabouts. Those lawyers who have attempted to gain access to Honan Square are most often turned away, even as their clients remain in custody inside. Chicago attorney Julie Bartmus says it's sort of an open secret among attorneys that regularly make police station visits. This place, if you can't find a client in the system, odds are they're there.
Wait a minute. So the attorneys know about this. Why aren't they speaking out about it?
Well,
clearly
they are.
It's unconstitutional.
What can they do about it, though? 855-453 is the toll-free number, and I don't know what their excuse for it is either. Maybe we'll learn a little bit more about it here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. How do you feel about the U.S. government, the Chicago government, operating a black site where people are being disappeared? It's Free Talk Live.
Going back to my sentencing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. Of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like to discuss here. 855-450-FREE. Though we started the show out talking about these black sites, and there's a lot more to say here, including some individuals' experiences inside this black site. At least we know about one of them so far, and maybe there's more than one. I'm hoping there's not, but if there's one, there's a good chance that there's more than one. It's a secretive site in Chicago where people who've been arrested are essentially disappeared for what can be as long as 24 hours without anybody, even their attorney, being able to talk to them, among other constitutional rights violations. We can continue that discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, I want to let you know about Cameron Hughes Wine. Now, Cameron Hughes is, he's not somebody who actually owns his own vineyard. He goes to the best vineyards, and he purchases their excess inventory. So when one of these fancy wine, you know, wineries, when they make a batch of wine, they ultimately usually make more than they can actually sell through their regular channels. So they sell the extra wine to Cameron Hughes. He then puts his own label on that wine, so you don't know from which winery it came, but you do know that it's there are some of the best wines out there. It's just been essentially relabeled as Cameron Hughes wine. So therefore, you get wine that is normally $70 to $100 a bottle for, on average, about $15 from Cameron Hughes. And here's how you do it. You go to chwine.com, and then be sure to use code FTL, because that gets you free shipping. And that's the only way that you can get free shipping. And it's fairly expensive to ship wine. I mean, it's a heavy product, so, you know, and it's got to be well-packed and all that. Free shipping when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at chwine.com. Just go there, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner. That's when you enter FTL, and you'll save a bunch of money on shipping. And try out some of these wines. Derek Jay, you and I, we attended a wine tasting with Cameron Hughes Wine a couple weeks ago, and it was great.
Delicious.
And you were all dressed up. You had your suit on, and you recorded some video of it, and it seemed like you were really enjoying yourself.
Oh, yeah. It was terrific. And I wasn't sure. I knew about the labeling, and I wasn't sure if it would tell me what type of wine it was, but they were all labeled the type of wine it was.
Yeah, you just
really
don't know from which vineyard.
Really enjoyed those.
Come. So go again to chwine.com. Use code FTL to get the free shipping. Let's go to your calls. More about the black sites on the way here. We've got Straight Razor on the line in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing, Derek J?
Hey, good. Hey. Go ahead, sir.
So I don't know why this would be surprising to anyone. I was in the military also before I have my current job. And if you really want to know what's coming to your local police station, look at what the military's doing. Because, you know, obviously we've gotten lots of reports of, I guarantee you that torture is coming soon if it's not already here. Because it's, the military is kind of like the testing grounds for, you know, social litigation. So it really didn't surprise me when I heard about the black site up there in Detroit.
But, now, you're a law enforcement officer in Texas. Do you know of any black sites that are similar to the one we're talking about in Chicago?
If I did, I'm sure I wouldn't be a police officer anymore because I would have already been ringing the bell on that, because that's absolutely insane.
So what do you think about the police officers in Chicago? Did they know about this black site, or do you think they're reading it fresh off the newspaper like we are?
So I don't know how Chicago is set up. However, the larger a department comes or becomes, and the more people that are involved, the easier it is to find people to go along with the scheme. So for
I would think it'd be the opposite.
Absolutely not, because they get
why?
it's kind of like the federal government. You become a cog in the machine. So if there had been, instead of one large department, let's say there were 16 smaller departments, it would have been a lot harder to recruit the personnel to just go along with what the machine was doing.
I'll have to take your word for it. I mean, you do say that you are a law enforcement officer, but so why is it easier to recruit? Simply because they have a larger pool of people that want those jobs?
You have a larger pool of people, and then you have a much more extended process to get to the top of the chain of the command. So,
which filters out the good guys, right? So, like, if it's a longer process, then only the bad apples are going to rise to the top.
I see.
Exactly. So if it had been a bunch of smaller departments, and I could just walk up to the chief and say, hey, chief, that, you know, something is messed up here. You sent me to another department to pull an extra duty, and this is what they had me doing. As long as you have a decent chief, which I try and stay around, then things will get done. But if there's only one chief and he's a bad apple, then you've got, you know, hundreds of people, and they've only got the one bad apple to report to. Now, that being said, this is completely inexcusable. I think any officer that stepped foot in there should be charged with as many counts as possible for kidnapping, holding against someone's will. There's just a plethora of charges that should be thrown on them.
Well, now, of course, the Chicago police are going to say that it's all legal and by the book. We'll get to their quote here in a moment. But Straight Razor, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to we've got David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J. Hello, David.
Hey, honey. Hey, you know, I'm glad you raised that issue about that. Was it Homan Square? How do you spell that?
It is Homan, Homan Square in Chicago.
Oh, it's not a D. Okay, good. Yeah, I noticed there were a number of stories. I even see USA Today is in there. So, yeah, apparently it is getting a little coverage. You know, I was going to say, when you, I don't know if you noticed, but a couple of days ago, the state auditor from the state of Missouri committed suicide.
Yeah, we talked about that last night.
Right. And if you look at his final audits, there are a number of really creepy audits that are very similar to this Homan Square. For example, the Department of Corrections in Missouri, it looks like they stole maybe as much as $8 million just in the last 3 years. And one of them that caught my eye right away was they're handing out cash. Let's see, cash payments to the executioners, and found that none of them, check out the auditor's office for the state of Missouri and look at the final few of them, because they were stealing money from, you know, the prisoners build furniture and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So they stole over $7 million just from that fund.
I consider all of that to be dishonest money, right? Like, you know, you're putting prisoners to work for essentially free in a lot of cases. Sometimes they give them a pittance, but when I was in jail, I was essentially slave labor for the county. And Derek J., I think you did some of that work as well.
Yeah, so. I was forced to work. However, they wouldn't say it was forced because you always had the option to go into solitary confinement. Yeah.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. In fact, sometimes when you get sentenced, they'll actually sentence you to what they call hard labor. That's part of the actual sentence. And frequently you'll hear that it's like part of the sentence, just a couple of the words the judge will spit out at the very end of sentencing is, you know, you're sentenced to 6 months of hard labor. 855-453, 855-450-3733. More on the Chicago black site. Or is there more than one? 855-453, you can share your thoughts. You okay with this? It's Free Talk Live.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS-80.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the revelation that was revealed this week by The Guardian. TheGuardian.com, black site being operated by the Chicago Police Department, an off-the-book interrogation compound, as it has been described. We can talk more about it because we've just kind of barely scratched the surface on this. Plus, Derek J., you have been looking over some testimonials, if you will, by, I don't know if that's the right word, but people's experiences. Testimonial usually is something positive, but I guess it doesn't have to be. People's experiences regarding what happened to them in this black site. We'll continue that discussion here. Also, I want to let you know how to get some coffee for free. An entire pound of some of the best coffee out there can be shipped to you at only the shipping cost. So you're not actually paying for the pound of coffee, you're just paying the shipping costs over at coffee.freetalklive.com. And it's great coffee, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade-grown coffee from BuzzBox. Now, once you get started with coffee.freetalklive.com, you then become a part of their auto-ship program. You can customize how often you receive coffee and how much coffee you receive at any given time. And you can, of course, select from a variety of flavors at coffee.freetalklive.com. And you can feel extra good because a portion of the profits from each pound is going toward microloans that are helping people around the world make a better life for themselves. So you get great coffee. Your first pound is free. Just pay the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Back to the initial story here from The Guardian. They have a lot of coverage about this particular topic. The Chicago black site, which is located at a place called Homan Square, and people have been going to this site for a number of years. According to the story at The Guardian, a Chicago civil rights attorney, Flint Taylor, said Homan Square Square represented a routinization of a notorious practice in local police work that violates the Fifth and Sixth Amendments of the Constitution. He said, quote, "This Honan Square revelation seems to me to be an institutionalization of the practice that dates back for more than 40 years. And that practice is violating a suspect or witness's rights to a lawyer and to not be physically or otherwise coerced into giving a statement," unquote. Much remains hidden about Honan Square. The Chicago Police Department did not respond to the Guardian's questions about the facility, but after the Guardian published this story, the department provided a statement insisting, without specifics, that there is nothing untoward taking place at what it calls the sensitive location, home to undercover units.
Well, just the fact that the lawyers and police seem to know about this place tells me... So, you know, first of all, something's going wrong here that they can't speak out about. I want to elaborate with one other article by The Guardian, which interviewed some of the victims there.
Please.
Three people, Brock Terry, Corey Wright, and DeAndre Hutcherson, were held between 2006 and 2011. So this has been going
on. They were held for a string of murders, right?
At least.
Killings?
No.
No. Bombings?
No, in fact, Brock Terry was caught with 5 pounds of cannabis. He ended up being shackled to, and this is why I would say this, the lawyer mentioned, what, the Fifth and Sixth Amendments? I would say it violates the Eighth as well, the prevention against cruel and unusual punishment.
Okay.
So this Brock Terry guy, who was caught with 5 pounds of cannabis, ended up being shackled to, quote, "little circular things behind the bench, arms spread open, being fed only twice in 3 days.
Oh, gosh.
And it elaborates saying, and so, like, with his arms spread open, like, you know, Jesus on a cross.
Shackled to a bench.
Yeah. "The Chicago police are known for turning up the temperature in the facility to extremely high temperatures and then depriving victims of water while they are tied up, arms extended."
That's interesting because that's it's kind of the reverse of what is typical in jails. A lot of jails are very, very cold to the point of it's very, very uncomfortable, you know, that level of cold. So that you're talking about the reverse where they're actually making it too hot for people.
And it might dehydrate a person too.
Sure.
Too cold, you know, it's easier for some people to fall asleep. Too hot, they're just sitting there possibly sweating to death.
Well, now, plus, the reason ostensibly for the too cold, the claim is that will stop infections and things like that from spreading, or viruses or germs. I'm not a doctor, but there's some sort of medical reason for that. That's their excuse for it. I don't think it's a good one, but... so if it's warm, then that's certainly going to encourage that sort of thing.
A quote from this man... "I sat there in place for 3 days with no calls, no talking to anybody. They called police stations, presumably his friends and family, called police stations. I'm not there. I'm not there," is what he said regarding his location and whereabouts. So it's like really concerning. The straight razor, who's a police officer, says, "Oh, torture's next. Because just look at the military, and whatever the military does, the police will do soon after." It's already happening. Yeah.
Chicago Police Department abides by all laws, they say, rules and guidelines pertaining to any interviews of suspects or witnesses at Honan Square or any other CPD facility. If lawyers have a client detained at Honan Square, just like any other facility, they're allowed to speak and visit with them. It houses CPD's evidence recovered property section where the public is able to claim inventoried property, the statement said, something numerous attorneys and one Honan Square arrestee have denied. Quote, this is more from their statement, "There are always records of anyone who's arrested by CPD, and this is not any different at Honan Square."
Yeah, but there might be records, but they're not official records. If you write someone's name down on an index card, that's not really the same thing as putting it into the system database.
Yeah, if you can't access the record from the outside, if no one outside of Honan Square knows who's there, or Honan Square knows who's there, then what good is the record? The Chicago police statement did not address how long an arrest or how long into an arrest or detention those records are generated. So, you know, will they generate the record after you've been there for a day or two?
Yeah, and if nobody knows you're there, how can your lawyer get a hold of you? So it seems like that is a lie. I mean, them saying, oh, people can see their lawyer is like, yeah, maybe once in a while some victim of theirs has seen a lawyer if there's some high-powered attorney already or something. But it's like this guy who's arrested for pot, you really think he wasn't sitting in there for days without seeing a lawyer?
Department spokesperson did not respond to a detailed request for clarification. And when a Guardian reporter arrived at the warehouse in question on Friday, a man at the gatehouse outside refused any entrance and would not answer any questions. Quote, "This is a secure facility. You're not even supposed to be standing here," said the man, who refused to give his name. Now,
what?
When you encounter a situation with government bureaucrats who refuse to identify themselves, look out, because you are in a very dangerous situation at that point. These guys are supposed to have some level of transparency, some level of accountability, to the point where at least you should know what the name is of the bureaucrat that is ordering you around or demanding things of you or telling you you can't be somewhere, so you can then, you know, check the rules that they're supposed to be following and see if they're breaking those rules, and if so, be able to know who the hell they are.
And also determine whether or not they actually are a government agent.
Sure.
I mean, the danger here for me is that there would be individuals claiming to be government agents. If there's this precedent that you don't have to know who government agents are and they can just boss you around, well, that just tells sociopaths and psychopaths the right thing to do is should dress up as an authority figure and start ordering people around, and no one will question it.
Sure, because how can you know to whom would you go to ask, and how would you describe the person who you were dealing with in the first place? Hopefully they got video of this. A former Chicago police superintendent and more recently a retired detective, both of whom have been inside Homan Square in the last few years in a post-police capacity, said the department did not operate out of the warehouse until the late 1990s. So this appears to have been going on for over a decade. But in detailing episodes involving their clients over the past several years, lawyers described mad scrambles that led to the closed doors of Homan Square, a place most had never heard of previously. The facility was even unknown to Rob Warden, the founder of Northwestern University's Law School Center on Wrongful Convictions, until The Guardian informed him of the allegations of clients who vanish into inherently coercive police custody.
Wait, clients who vanish? That means they have lawyers, and then the lawyers aren't able to get in touch with them and speak with them. Isn't that exactly
right,
in contradiction with what the facility just claimed?
Yes, absolutely it is. Anthony Hill, criminal defense attorney, says, quote, they just disappear until they show up at a district for charging or are just released back out into the street.
Whoops.
855-453. There's more to say about this black site. You are welcome to share your thoughts here. Does this make you feel good? Are you feeling like you're protected and served? Feeling safe now that you know that the police have a secretive site where they can just take people and then, you know, let them out if they feel like it, when they feel like it? 855-453. Share your thoughts.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype in to us at username lrn.fm. You will generally sound better if you can do Skype, so please do send a contact request over to lrn.fm. We will approve it as soon as we see it, and then after that it'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward. Let's, in fact, go to Skype. We can talk more about the black site. There's a lot more to say, people's experiences, both the people that were imprisoned there without any kind of record for an indeterminate period of time, and the attorneys who were denied access. That's all on the way. Shocking allegations or revelations. I mean, this thing exists. Obviously, the Chicago Police Department doesn't want to agree that all of the things that are alleged to have gone on in there have gone on, but there sure is a lot of people making outrageous claims here. We'll continue with the story from The Guardian, but first, we go to Mr. Statesman via Skype, calling from Taco Bell. Mr. Statesman, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
You are. Hi there. Hey. I kind of like to...
terrible time to take your call. Actually, you're
feeding traffic tickets real quick.
Oh, you're back.
I actually had a recent experience. I got a... Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was kind of breaking up there for the beginning portion of your call, so go ahead.
Yeah, I actually got flashed by one of those photo radars down in Tucson, Arizona recently. And I read a little bit online about if you just ignore them, they physically have to serve you via a process server. And I managed to dodge the process server for a period of about 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I checked on the public records just yesterday, and it looks like they dismissed my ticket.
Sweet.
Huh.
Now, is this only in Arizona that this works?
As far as I know, Arizona actually has a law on the books that you must be physically served, and if you do end up sending those tickets in, you're literally just confessing.
Right. Well, of course. I mean, that's any time that... Yeah, whenever you've got a traffic ticket of some sort, and they, you know, comes with the envelope where you can just fill out and, you know, check the box and cut the check, that is absolutely a guilty plea. And it they do that because it's easy for them. They don't have to do any work to get the conviction. You made them work for it.
I did, and they ended up not being able to find me. You know, I tend to move along a lot for my job, so... It was actually a very simple process.
Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Do you think that there were people who were walking around, knocking on doors, and looking for you?
I doubt it. You can actually look on the public record search, and it documents every time that they serve you. Mm-hmm. They only attempted it twice. Once, actually, on Christmas Eve.
And did they actually, indicate where they attempted it? Did they go to your home, your place of business?
Yeah, it looks like they just go to the address indicated on your driver's license.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of effort they're putting into looking for you. But then again, you know, they're not going to get a whole lot out of it either. It's just, what was the amount of the ticket?
I believe it was $235 for going 11 miles over the speed limit.
They might want to knock on a door a couple of times. You know, it occurs to me that a person in Arizona or basically anywhere doesn't have to open the door for the police.
That's correct.
So even if they came to the door while this man was at home, he wouldn't have had to step out.
Not only that, you don't even have to step near the door. I mean, you don't have to give any indication that you're home or paying attention to them at all. Now, we're not attorneys, so this isn't legal advice, but that's my understanding of the situation. If somebody is knocking on your door, whether they're the police or some other stranger, you have no obligation to interact with them whatsoever.
But you have every obligation to me to go grab your camera and grab your live streaming device and start doing that.
Well, it's really probably not that interesting unless, you know, the cops are out there talking to themselves, right? Like, there have been a couple instances where I've seen that, where somebody will grab a camera and actually record the police trying to get them to respond,
Great.
But they don't respond.
Record silence. Yeah. You know, the worst is you don't use it.
That's true.
Big deal.
Hey, anything else, Mr. Statesman, that you'd like to share with us tonight?
That is it. I just wanted to let everyone know, if you're in Arizona, you do not have to respond to any tickets.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the heads up on that. It's an interesting claim, and I hope that that turns out to be true for other folks.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if they actually had to work for the money that they're trying to extort from people?
Well, there's always some sort of option. I mean, even if they end up, you know, even if it's a different state where they can just keep coming at you or whatever for this, and they don't have the same rules as Arizona. I know somebody who got one of those tickets for, like, blowing through an easy pass or something, and they were able to call up the company, because it's a private company that administrates that. So when you challenge it, you're going through the company's administrative process, and they just said they were willing to waive it the first time, like, because, you know, oh, you made a mistake. All right, well, we'll cut you a break.
Interesting, because it's just some company. It's not really the police. So is it the company that's also ratting on you to the cops?
That would be the case.
It's like a little fascist partnership that they've got going on.
That's exactly what it is.
Cute.
But it's kind of interesting, right? Because even though the company has a monopoly, right, they've been granted the control over this easy pass system that no one else can compete with, they still act better than the government would, right? Because if you call up the government, if you've got a ticket and you call the government up, whatever issuing agency it was, and you say, hey, I got this ticket here and I didn't really mean to park there that long or whatever it was that you did, they'll tell you to go screw off and take it to court if you don't like it. But they're not gonna waive it for you just because they want to be nice.
That is so weird, because what is fundamentally the difference between a company that has a monopoly on a service and the police?
There's not that much of a difference, but I guess it's enough of a difference to where they're willing to be a little lenient the first time.
Weird.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number. You can also join us via Skype, as our last caller did. Skype username is lrn.fm. So back to the black site.
Yeah.
We talked about the NATO 3. They're going to get a little bit more from one of those guys here in a moment in the story from The Guardian, which is going over what it's like to be inside this place called I keep calling it Hunan. I keep thinking it's like a Chinese word, but it's actually Homan. Homan Square, large facility that you really can't get into unless you are an attorney, and even then they might not let you in. Jacob Church learned about Homan Square the hard way on May 16th of 2012. He and 11 others were taken there after police infiltrated their protest against the NATO summit. Church says officers cuffed him to a bench for an estimated 17 hours, intermittently interrogating him without reading his Miranda rights to remain silent. It would take another 3 hours and an unusual lawyer visit through a wire cage before he was finally charged with terrorism-related offenses at the nearby 11th District Station. where he was made to sign papers, fingerprinted, and photographed. In preparation for the protest, Church, who's from Florida, had written a phone number for the National Lawyers Guild on his arm as a precautionary measure. Once taken to Homan Square, Church...
Clearly a terrorist. Some guy who wants to have the National Lawyers Guild on his
call, yeah. He asked explicitly to call his lawyers, and he said he was denied. Quote, essentially, I wasn't allowed to make any contact with anybody, he told The Guardian, in contradiction to the police guidance on permitting phone calls and legal counsel to arrestees. Church's left wrist was cuffed to a bar behind a bench in a windowless cinder block cell with his ankles cuffed together. He remained in those restraints for 17 hours. He said, quote, I had essentially figured, all right, well, they disappeared us, so we're probably never going to see the light of day again. And that's a scary thought to go through your mind. I mean, Derek J., you and I have been in a jail cell here and there for civil disobedience, acts of civ dis, and we always knew where we were being held, and our friends knew where we were being held, and, you know, there was never...
And the cops would never have any issue with telling other people if asked.
Certainly not here in Keene, New Hampshire, at least, but can you imagine having that thought go through your mind where you're taken to a place that you don't know where you are, and when you're in there, you're cuffed and shackled and restrained in a fairly uncomfortable position for 17 hours, and you think to yourself, well, that's it. I'm probably never going to get out of wherever this place is. I don't know what's happened to me.
Yeah, my first thought, I guess, would be like, well, this can't be legal. How is this happening? You know, like, oh, someone's going to find out about this. But then second follow-up, and if I put myself in their shoes, would be, well, if this has been going on, and if this is happening, then there probably is no way out of this. Like, they're not going to just let up. And if this article doesn't make it clear where the arrest happens, it sort of sounds like there was a big protest that all of these people were at, and the police just sort of snatched them up from that. So presumably their friends would know they're missing. That's not the case. Reading from FreeTheNATO3.com, Chicago cops raided an apartment neighborhood. Yeah, and arrested the 11 people in or around the apartment. So
they took everybody.
Yeah.
And so whoever they didn't take was just probably neighbors, and they wouldn't have known what the hell was going on.
Right. So the raid just trumped up political charges.
And this particular raid, this NATO 3 arrest, the NATO 3, they attracted major media attention, this raid did. A team of attorneys, even though there was all this attention on the case, they still couldn't find Mr. Church through 12 hours of what they termed active searching. Sarah Gelsomino, Church's lawyer, recalled that no booking record existed. Only after she and others made a, quote, major stink, unquote, with contacts in the offices of the corporation council and Mayor Rahm Emanuel, did they ever learn about Homan Square.
Not only were there no records of him being there, there were no charges in the first place for the first month.
We will come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453. Black sites operating right here in America. It's real.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.